Hello.
Hello, good evening, Ms. Patricia Morales.
This is she.
Good evening, Ms. Good afternoon, I'm sorry. My name is Joe from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting a voluntary survey about issues facing Arizona and the nation. Can you spare us a couple of minutes? Just a couple of minutes, I'll imagine.
That's fine.
Okay, thank you. Now, first of all, first question is, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president? Definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50 chance?
Probably a 50-50 chance.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is your age? Because I gotta make sure someone 18 or over.
56.
What? You sounded very. I'm sorry. You sounded very young.
Oh, thank you.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
Some are liberal or some are conservative?
Some conservative. I can't even talk right now.
Okay.
I'm sick
okay.
Right now.
Okay, thinking about the direction the country is heading, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
Very dissatisfied or very satisfied?
Yes. No, very dissatisfied.
Okay, and I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have been focused on. You say 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's some important, and 0 if it isn't important at all, okay? You can use any number between 0 and 10. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Making housing more affordable.
10.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
8.
And reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
Thank you. Moving forward, I want to thank you, Ms., for taking your time. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Disapprove. I mean... No, I don't think he's doing a good job.
Okay, so you disapprove?
I disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly. Okay, now moving forward. I'm going to read, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Republicans in Congress.
50.
What about Joe Biden?
50.
And the Food and Drug Administration?
I would say 60%.
50?
60. 60?
Okay.
Oh, but,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to read a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each and one, you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You said 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
10.
10. What about banning different tobacco products for adults?
5.
What about preventing underage tobacco use?
10.
And reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
10.
Moving forward. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
10.
No, do you support this or oppose this?
Support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I don't smoke, so it really doesn't.
So, okay, I understand. Okay, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
No, I don't think it does.
Okay, I'm
going to
try to
help
you
try it.
Vienna. Okay. That's just because I'm watching my granddaughter, too.
Okay, it's okay. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important right now.
Okay, now, Miss Patricia, we're at 75%, almost finished, okay? Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibition, or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which do you think is more a better approach for the government to use?
Probably the second one that you said.
Okay. And I'm going to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me if you are very concerned or not at all concerned. If they were to ban most dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind, would you be very concerned or not concerned?
Very concerned.
What about the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales?
Very concerned.
And an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, and public education and tobacco control.
Very concerned.
Okay. And I'm going to read you a couple of statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this statement, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ+ community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite other prohibition, when we should be instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. From 0 to 10, 10 means you strongly agree, 0 means you do not agree at all. Which number would you use?
I would use 9.
9. What about the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately? Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. From 0 to 10, how do you feel about this?
10.
What about our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal.
I would say a 10.
And vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes. We'll simply give them another market in which to operate. From 0 to 10, do you agree with this or not?
Yes.
10? 10, okay. Now moving forward, we're almost finished. Sometimes over the course of a survey, Ms. Patricia, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Consider this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Is it 21 and over?
Yes.
Well, I don't think anybody should smoke. That's my opinion.
So would you support this or oppose this statement I just read?
I support it.
Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly, you support this or oppose it?
I support it.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
More harm to the community.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
I'm not sure.
Okay. And in the last 30 days, Ms. Patricia, have you used any of the following products? Beer?
No.
Heat, not burnt tobacco products?
Nope.
Liquor or spirits?
Nope.
Oral nicotine pouches?
Nope.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
Nope.
What about soda pop?
Have I had a soda? No, I've had Dutch. No soda.
No? Okay.
No.
You don't drink soda at all? At all?
Oh, my, yes, I did. My daughter goes, yes, you had one last night.
Okay.
I had a root beer.
Oh, which one? A&W or which one?
Yes, that one.
Okay. What about pipe tobacco?
No.
What about cigars?
Nope.
What about cigarettes?
Nope.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
Nope.
What about coffee?
Yeah, I'm a coffee drinker.
From Mike. In the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. Three times a day.
Right.
What about wine?
I haven't had a glass of wine in forever.
Okay. So, no? Would that be a no?
No, not lately.
Okay. And now, the last few questions, Ms. Patricia, are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? The last year?
12th.
Okay. High school graduate, correct?
Yes.
Now, Ms. Patricia, are you married? I'm married with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Divorced. Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No? Okay, so how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
I don't know. I live up in a condo. I don't know what that would be.
But okay. Because urban, if I'm not correcting, it's like in the city, and suburban would be like outside the city, or rural would be like the...
I live in the city, Tucson.
So would it be urban or suburban? I believe.
Whatever Tucson is.
Okay. Oh, Tucson. Okay. And yeah. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No. What is that?
Oh, you never heard of that?
No.
Oh, okay. That's like, and I'm sorry I asked that question, but the survey I have to read is strictly verbatim. Every question I have to read. The LGBT community is like, you know, people who are gay, you know, stuff like that.
No.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. And I do. I didn't want to take advantage. It's just, I have to read that question. Okay. Well, Miss Patricia, we have concluded this survey. I do want to thank you for your time and enjoy the rest of your day. Okay.
Thank
enjoy
you.
Your granddaughter. Okay. Enjoy your granddaughter.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.